The stubborn, slow-moving upper-level low that was stuck to our west late last week and through much of the weekend is finally working its way through our area today. With that, we have clouds and some spotty showers around, and we will keep that chance for a shower or thunderstorm in the forecast through the late day and early evening hours. And moving into tonight, there's still the chance for a few spotty showers under mainly cloudy skies, and some areas of fog and drizzle will be possible. Temperatures tonight will be mainly in the 50s. Some upper 40s are possible in the higher terrain. Tomorrow starts off on the gloomy side. We'll have clouds and some fog early on, but as the day moves along, we'll see some dry air come in that'll help to lift the fog and also break up the clouds a bit, so it will turn brighter as the day moves through. Temperatures tomorrow will be up into the 60s to right around 70 degrees. And the second half of the week looks great with a big ridge building in, a ridge of high pressure, and that means we're looking at sunshine Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And mild temperatures, most areas will make it into the low 70s through the second half of the week, so that's really not too bad for early October. Now we turn our attention to the tropics, where Hurricane Matthew continues to draw closer to Haiti this afternoon. The storm has been a Category 4 for several days. It even briefly reached Category 5 status. So this is a major hurricane, and the storm is very slowly moving to the north right now. That trend is expected to continue into tonight. Hurricane warnings are in effect for Jamaica, Haiti, eastern Cuba, also portions of the Bahamas. At this point, it appears the storm will track near Haiti, likely placing Haiti on the most dangerous side of the hurricane in terms of wind and storm surge. Of course, a lot of rain is expected through much of this corridor as well, so there's a major threat for flash flooding and also very dangerous mudslides. So a very devastating situation looks to unfold through those areas over the next couple of days. Then the storm drifts farther north into the Bahamas, and the official track from the Hurricane Center has the storm east of Florida on Friday, and then off the southeast coast on Saturday. However, the southeastern part of the United States is definitely within range of the storm, meaning that there very potentially well could be impacts, and the storm, if it happens to track farther west, could have a more direct impact on the east coast. So there's a lot of things to be determined in terms of what happens with Matthew as it does come farther north. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower, some fog and drizzle, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, morning clouds and fog give way to breaks of sunshine with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower, some fog and drizzle, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, morning clouds and fog give way to sunny breaks with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower, some fog and drizzle, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, morning clouds and fog give way to sunny breaks with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower, some fog and drizzle, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, morning clouds and fog give way to sunny breaks with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. And on Thursday, mostly sunny and mild with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.